Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
All right, I told you we wanted to hear the Jaden Daniels presser. What piqued my interest, I'll be honest, we don't play a lot of Jaden Daniels pressers. There's just normally not a lot being said that like we need to, that moves the needle or we need to break down. But Tom Shad, who covers the team for the Post, came on with us in the Blitz. He said after being in the press conference today, he's starting to think Daniels will play, which led me to believe there's some confidence here. There's like a declaration at some point. So let's listen to what Jaden Daniels had to say.
Mr. Daniels, can you give us an assessment of where you are right now as far as come Sunday?
It's up to the doctor. It's not my decision.
For you, I mean, where do you think you're at?
And I feel good.
Watching Marcus do what he did on Sunday, obviously you're a big part of that as well. What did you think?
Super happy for him. He deserves everything, and he's been my biggest supporter, so it was my turn last week to be his.
This is kind of taking a step back, but did you know that you had been hurt in the Green Bay game? How did you feel? What gave you the confidence to continue and finish out the game?
I didn't know. I mean, I'm a football player at the end of the day. You know, you might take some shots here and there, and it wasn't stopping me from going out there and finishing the game, so I finished the game.
And then what was your reaction when Coach Quinn told you that you weren't going to be out there on Sunday?
I'll leave that between me and him. It wasn't like I'm going to sit out. So,
can you tell us at all how the knee injury affects you the most?
I don't know. I feel good, so I don't think it affects me.
And the Terry is also dealing with an injury. Unclear to us anyway what his status might be going forward. But if he is unable to play, how big a loss is that for this offense?
He's Terry. He does what he does. He makes big plays, but you know, we kind of was dealing with that throughout training camp. So we very much have the next man up mentality. We're confident in other people to make plays.
Jaden, how much running and cutting have you been able to do so far?
Enough to feel good if I play on Sunday. Like I said, it's not my decision.
And then have you had to play with a brace before?
No.
Feel like just wearing it even in practice?
Something to get used to.
Would you have to wear one if you do play on Sunday?
The doctors haven't said that decision yet, so that'll be a conversation.
Do you feel any level of discomfort when you're out there?
I'm myself.
Okay.
How does your preparation change this week or even last week when you're getting ready as if you're gonna play but you're also dealing with an injury?
None changed at all. I'm here early, and I'm still doing the same thing. Might have to do a little extra, but nothing changed at all.
Game, were you up in a box watching, and what was that perspective like for you to watch an NFL game from up top? And when was the last time you watched a game the team you played for from up there?
The answer to the second question first, never. It was different. You kind of just see everything differently, bird's eye view, but I was just up there cheering on my guys. You know, I'd rather have been on the field, been able to compete with those guys, but that just wasn't part of the plans.
Like, as you're watching plays unfold from up there, and obviously you see it differently because you're at a different view, but in your head, are you like, get the ball here, get the ball there, because you're looking at it differently?
I mean, yeah, that's probably the easiest thing. I feel like that's why a lot of people have a lot of comments of, you know, what we're doing and what we should do, but they're not actually out there in the fire. So no shot to anybody, but you know, it's a lot different from sitting up top and watching the game to actually being out there and playing.
That's Jaden Daniels today, and isn't that the truth? I mean, you got the ball in your hand. You got the 300-pounders coming at you. You got the DBs trying to trick you and hide.
Yeah, I'm going, look, he's open. Right? Yeah, easier for me.
A little easier when we're sitting on the couch, so no doubt about that. So, okay, I kind of get where Tom Shad's coming from. Again, we played this because Shad of the Washington Post came on and said, based on Daniels' press conference today, he thought he was going to play.
Mm-hmm.
If I only had heard that and I didn't know anything else, hadn't heard anything, none of the rumblings from behind the scenes of the last couple of weeks, I think I would fully expect him to play too. Now you piece everything together, you connect some dots. But hearing that makes me think there is more of a chance he will play in Atlanta. The caveat to provide, or then the speak out of the other side of the mouth, this is the same guy who, after the Packers game, succinctly said, I'm good.
Yeah.
And that's what I think you have in this competitor is, he already told you, he was asked, like, what was your interaction with Dan Quinn like when he said you weren't playing? He said, I'm going to leave that between me and him. It wasn't like the most, okay, I'm going to sit out. Meaning he put up a little fight, or, you know, he was annoyed or voiced his displeasure or whatever is kind of what he's alluding to there, I would say, referring to. But I think this is a guy that's not going to complain. He's not going to tell you, I'm hurt. I don't feel good. Would he say that if he wasn't feeling good? Would he lie? You know, it's not a lie as much as it's being overconfident and not giving you any more information than you need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But what did he do last year with the rib? I don't remember. I don't ever remember him saying I was compromised. I couldn't really breathe. I couldn't throw the ball. I think he kind of did the, I'm fine. I can be myself.
Yeah.
Like, no excuses bit.
Totally. And that's kind of why I sort of put it in the same category of hard to take it at face value. And again, it's not a criticism.
So this does nothing for you. Like, if you're... Which 1 to 100, the chance you think he plays on Sunday before you hear this is what?
Oh, good question. 25.
Okay. And you don't move that up at all?
I move it up a little bit. Not a ton. A
like
little
30.
Bit. 30. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it moved.
From...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
1 to 100 this weekend. I go from...
Where were you before?
I'm trying to figure that out. Maybe 30%? I go to... No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go from like 20% to 35%.
Okay.
30%.
It's good, because when I hear, that's up to the doctors, meaning like, I've already said my piece. Like, he wanted to go last week.
That's a good point. He could also be saying, this is my chance to let everybody know, if it's up to me, I'm playing. I want to play.
Because I think that's part of, and again, I love him so much.
Blame the doctors.
Yeah, it's part of that, you know, like when you don't want to do something, and you're like, oh, I'd love to, but, you know, the old lady would be mad at me, whether you, even if you want to do it or not. You know what I mean? Or it's like, I can't because my kids.
It's
the out. I think it's part of the culture of football and the culture of being a leader, the culture of being a guy that wants to be out there so desperately with his teammates that you need to let everyone know the only thing that's stopping me from doing that are these medical guys, or is this guy that's stopping me from just going out there and doing it, et cetera, you know? So that's the only reason I don't move it up a ton is I think that's his mentality. I think he would have played last week if he was allowed to.
I love how he cheered on and supported Marcus Mariota. He responded to an Instagram post the Commanders had saying something like, you know, best person in the world, you know, so happy for him. Like, he really genuinely, I think, is pulling and rooting for Mariota. There's no animus. You know, we've seen quarterback situations here where, you know, somebody goes in and it's not always, you know, two guys seeing eye to eye or whatever. That is not this in any way. That was his longest answer, by the way, was about like Terry and about Mariota. Anything about himself was,
I love that.
Up to the doctors, not my decision.
Well, there's a security there,
I feel good.
That matters to me. And I know it shouldn't, but the understanding of this person's not a threat to me. There, no one is. You know what I mean? Like, if somehow, like, we traded for Mahomes tomorrow and he and I were competing, okay, maybe he'd be a threat. But the list of people that could, like, take this thing from me is very small. Like, but there's that assuredness in there. You have to be willing to say, it's fine if I take a step back because I believe in and I trust this other person.
Not in a negative way, either.
Right?
Like, I totally. Mean, there's nothing negative about he's not a threat. It's just a comfort in being the best.
Yeah.
And knowing the gap. Knowing that, because that is a thing, right? Like, I think insecure people don't want to leave the field because they go, what if the next guy outperforms me? What if that guy is better? What if that guy plays great? How long until someone starts saying he's better than me?
Yeah, and I can relate to that, by the way. I'm very insecure. I didn't really take vacation for about a decade doing this thing. Terrified that the next person would get the seat.
But in this case, like, he doesn't have to deal with that, which is nice. But I feel good not expounding upon it at all.
Mm-hmm.
The succinctness of the answer could also be telling of, like, it's the prepared. I feel good. I'm fine. I'm myself.
Yeah, I thought the great sequence there was about the knee brace, too, by the way. Is it, would you have to wear a brace? Not up to me. That means it's a possibility,
he said,
right?
He's never worn a brace before. Would you wear one in the game? Or how does it feel at practice? It's something to get used to. And then would you have to wear one in the game? Doctors haven't said what their decision is on that yet. It would have to be a conversation, was the quote.
Yeah. I mean, sounds like a brace is on the table.
I promise you he'll be in a brace if he plays this weekend. How could he not? Like, I don't know anything, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm going to speak out of school and just say that that feels like it would be malpractice.
Yep.
To have a knee sprain, you need a brace to walk around leaving the stadium 1 week earlier, but you're going to go out there and take shots and run and cut and jump and run for 42 yards without a brace. That seems like it would be a mistake.
For this short-term week, if you need a brace, why don't you bike in place? Like, that's my little Johnny Cochran style axiom.
If you need a brace, bike in place.
Yeah.
So you don't want to see him in a brace.
Now,
I mean, people play in braces all the time.
No, I understand.
It's just extra.
Sure.
Like, just a little extra.
This soon? Like, if in 6 weeks, it's like, hey, you know, he's fine. This is just extra precautionary. No problem. But we're talking 2 weeks out. If you need a brace to jog around the facility, to practice, to do things, just have a seat right over there in that stationary bike, and you can pedal as much or as little as you'd like.
The press conference got going there after the Mariota question and warmed up. But early on, I was like, oh, boy. Is this a 2.5-minute press conference? The first question, it's up to the doctor. It's not my decision. Okay. How do you feel? I feel good. Boom, boom. Pretty well prepared, obviously, by the staff.
Yep.
I mean, Charlie Moulet, who does a great job, is their PR guy that helps Jaden. Like, he's going to give them all the questions. They're going to go up there with a plan, what you can say, what you can't say, what you should say, what you shouldn't say. And one of the ways to get off the podium without making a mistake when everybody's all eyes are on you and you don't want to give any more information than the coach has is just be very, very succinct. You know, he's not a guy that's an open book generally anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.